This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. More details from the U.S. military raid that took out Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi Saturday. Once a powerful self-declared caliph, Baghdadi was found hiding in a tunnel. Cornered with no exit, he blew himself up with his three children. VOA's Carla Babb with details.
Top Pentagon officials revealed Monday Baghdadi wasn't the only one taken.
There were two adult males taken off the objective alive, and they're in our custody.
Officials are hopeful these men and the treasure trove of data collected from the compound will aid American forces and the Syrian Democratic Forces they're partnering with. Meantime, President Donald Trump has turned his focus to another asset, oil fields in northeast Syria.
But we're keeping the oil. Remember that. I've always said that. Keep the oil. We want to keep the oil. $45 million a month. Keep the oil.
Securing the oil fields is now part of America's mission. And Defense Secretary Mark Esper added U.S. forces would defend them from Russian and Syrian forces if necessary. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Amidst the ongoing anti-government rallies, Hong Kong's chief executive Carrie Lam said Tuesday that the city is likely to see a record negative growth in 2019. The city is grappling with 5 months of sometimes violent protests that show no signs of fading. Lam said the demonstrations have taken a heavy toll on the economy. Pakistan has reassured the United States of its steadfast support to the peace and reconciliation process in war-shattered Afghanistan, stressing the importance for all parties to the conflict to take practical steps to reduce hostilities. Prime Minister Imran Khan's office said in a statement issued late Monday that he made the remarks in a meeting with visiting U.S. Chief Negotiator for Afghanistan Reconciliation Zalmay Khalilzad. The U.S. envoy visited Islamabad a day after briefing leaders in Kabul on his renewed Afghan peace.